Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, single-use vapes will be banned in Northern Ireland and the UK from this coming Sunday. They're the cause of an epidemic of e-cigarette smoking in Ireland, according to the Irish Heart Foundation, who are calling for legislation to be fast-tracked here. Mark Murphy is Senior Policy Manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, and he joins us now on the line. And Mark, you're welcome. I know that government researched this issue. What did they find?
Thanks for having me on. So the government have done research on e-cigarettes, and we know from government research from the Health Research Board that e-cigarettes can act as a gateway to smoking. From our own state research, we know that adolescents who use e-cigarettes are up to five times more likely to move on to smoking than adolescents who never use e-cigarettes. And as you said, the UK, including Northern Ireland, are bringing in a ban on disposable vapes from this Sunday, the 1st of June. And the government here in Republic have outlined that they want to follow suit. But we, just in the Irish Heart Nation, we're calling for that to be accelerated because we know there's an epidemic of youth vaping out there because these disposable vapes are pretty much tailor-made for young people.
Yeah, because and when you say tailor-made, you're talking about the packaging, the flavours.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, like it's the packaging, bright, colourful packaging, the flavours. The WHO estimates there's over 16,000 types of e-cigarette flavours. There's the availability. They're on pretty much every street corner, every street, in even like rural towns. And there's the price. They're €8 or €9. They're very affordable for young people. So it's all these factors that play into the hands of attracting young people. So they're tailor-made. So the argument that they're designed for long-term adult smokers just doesn't buy. It just doesn't add up, really.
You're five times more likely if you're vaping to lead on to smoking, Mark, you say. Do we know why that is from the research? Is there an addictive substance within the vape, or is it a behavioural pattern, or why is it?
It's probably a bit of both. There probably is that bit of hand-to-mouth movement, but we know it's from the nicotine. Nicotine is one of the most addictive substances on the planet. And we know from research that the younger you start using nicotine, the more addictive you become and the harder it is to quit. And nicotine exposure when you're an adolescent can actually affect adolescent brain development. When you're young, your brain and your organs are still developing. And when you're throwing in huge amounts of nicotine into that developmental stage, it can actually affect your brain development. So that's why we're really concerned, because Ireland has done so much great work in reducing the adult smoking rate and the youth smoking rate, but we're potentially going to lose a whole generation of young people addicted to nicotine, and that's why we need to take action right now.
What action do you think?
Well, first of all, it's a ban on disposable vapes, and the government have said that they're going to bring a ban on these disposable vapes, but that legislation needs to be future-proofed to take into account any kind of novel new nicotine products. Because the industry we're up against, they will exploit any loophole possible to make sure that their products can get around that legislation. We need to take action on flavours, we need to take action on the plain packaging, and we even need to look at, you know, should we increase the legal age of e-cigarettes from 18 to 21, like we're going to do for a tobacco product. So there's a whole range of factors there that Ireland can do to really help young people be less targeted from these e-cigarette companies.
Yeah, and it's interesting you use the word targeted, because, you know, you see the signs from them everywhere. You walk into, you know, a shop and you'll see them behind the till where you can't see the cigarettes, but you can see them. Is there something that needs to be done around that as well, the advertising?
Absolutely, because as you said, the point of sale advertising is kind of right in your face. Yeah. And the advertising, the marketing, it makes it look these e-cigarettes as if they're bright, colourful sweets that they're very child friendly. But there's also a huge problem of the advertising and marketing of vapes online through influencers. And I know, and when you talk about online marketing, there's a whole, you know, range of issues there. But it's influencers online; they really push e-cigarettes and these other like novel products like nicotine pouches. So it's a bit of a minefield when it comes to digital marketing, how you tackle that. But Ireland could take the lead. Ireland could become the first country in the EU to take action on that. But there's a whole range of areas that we need to take action on. We took action on tobacco products, and look where it got us. It got us into a huge reduction of tobacco smoking. So we need to take the tobacco playbook and put it onto e-cigarettes.
Sorry, Cormac. No, I just wanted, because I know you're saying, Mark, that the time is of the essence here. And, you know, we haven't, as you've acknowledged, we haven't done nothing. There is legislation that has been approved, draft legislation. We did ask the Department of Health about all of this. And what they said to us was that cabinet approval was given on the 10th of September, 2024, to proposals for a bill to further regulate nicotine inhaling products. They say those proposals are now with the Office of the Attorney General. And then the draft legislation will require notification at EU level. And at that stage in the legislative process, a timeline for the introduction of the measures in the bill cannot be given. Sounds like there's an awful lot, a long road to travel here yet.
There is, and from the Department of Health's point of view, I can understand, like, you want to get your policy, you want to get your legislation done right. You don't want to have any unintended consequences. But the problem is the market, the industry we're up against, they will exploit any delay, any loophole. And it's just, we have to be proactive. We need to take that legislation and make sure it's bulletproof, it's future-proof to take into account any innovative products that's going to come out, because we're up against a titan of an industry that have much bigger pockets than we do.
Do you know what I was going to say, Sarah, before I, when I was interrupting you there? I still can't get over the fact when I see younger people smoking tobacco or vapes, with the level of info, Mark, and awareness that people have now that these things can cause a whole host of problems, health problems. We all know this, but still people do it. I mean, I can't crack that nut. Why is that?
Well, I suppose the biggest reason is that the people behind these products, they know how to market them as a cool lifestyle device. So no matter how much health information you put out there, there'll always be a cohort who are attracted to these devices as if, because they are marketed as these cool lifestyle devices, not as a cessation tool, but something that's, you know, that these influencers are using, that they're pushed, that they're, it's the latest trend. So that's what we're up against. It's like these cultural trends that they're pushing as well. So
but it's surprising though, isn't it? Because it's the same cohort of younger people who are rightly conscious and afraid of climate, the effects of climate change and so on. And yet you see the detrimental effect of the one-off vapes due to the climate and the environment. It is terrible.
It is terrible, and I'm sure people have gone past, you know, the public bins outside of Spar or Centra and seen all the stickers that come from these e-cigarette devices. And, you know, I think in the UK, about 5 million are thrown away each week. So there's a huge issue there. They contain really valuable minerals, really valuable lithium minerals. So they're hugely detrimental for youth health and for environmental health. So I think, like, taking action on e-cigarettes would have a twin, dual win, both for environmental health and public health.
You mentioned, Mark, the nicotine pouches. Now, I'm not familiar with those at all, but I understand they're actually really popular. Will the legislation tackle that, or is that something that you think we need to focus on as well, or is it focus on the vapes first and get to the pouches later?
We're hoping that the legislation will take into account the nicotine pouches, because like that, the industry, they'll see that action's been taken on e-cigarettes and they'll just move on to the next product and market that as the new cool lifestyle device and target a whole new cohort of young people. So this is what we're up against. They'll exploit any loophole. So we need to take that legislation, make sure it's future-proof, because nicotine pouches, we're already hearing from schools, we're already hearing from principals that they are the new trendy item that young people are using. It's because they're being marketed online by influencers. And we need to take action both on the flavors, the point of sale marketing, the price, the availability, but also on the online marketing, which I recognize is incredibly tough, but we need to take action on it.
Right, a lot of work to do. Very interesting to talk to you, Mark, and thank you for joining us. That's Mark Murphy, who's with the Irish Heart Foundation.